This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. Japan has issued tsunami warnings after a series of strong earthquakes shook western areas. The Japan Meteorological Agency reported quakes in the Sea of Japan hitting Ishikawa and nearby prefectures Monday, one of them with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6. It issued a major tsunami warning for the area and lower-level tsunami warnings or advisories for the rest of the western coast. Israel's prime minister says the war in Hamas is far from over.
Body camera footage released by the Israel Defense Forces claims to show firefights between the country's military and Palestinian militants in the city of Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip. This is the latest in a conflict that started when Hamas stormed Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 people and kidnapping roughly 240 others. To date, the Hamas-controlled health ministry in Gaza says Israeli forces have killed more than 21,600 Palestinians in Israel's ongoing strikes. And while much of the world has called for a humanitarian ceasefire to bring aid into Palestinian territories, U.S. President Joe Biden has so far resisted pressuring his Israeli counterpart to act to stop the fighting. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. military says its forces opened fire on Houthi rebels.
U.S. Central Command says the crew of the USS Gravely Destroyer first shot down two anti-ship ballistic missiles fired at the Singapore-flagged Maersk Hangzhou late Saturday. The U.S. Navy says four small boats attacked the same cargo ship with small arms fire early Sunday, and rebels tried to board the vessel. Central Command says the attackers fired on helicopters from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the helicopters fired back, sinking three of the four boats. No damage to U.S. personnel or equipment was reported. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. There are new threats from the head of North Korea.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to launch three additional military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and introduce attack drones in 2024. State media also says he called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. Kim's comments made during a Workers' Party meeting to set state goals for next year suggest he'll intensify a run of weapons tests ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Observers say Kim believes a boosted nuclear capability would give him another chance for high-stakes diplomacy with the U.S. to win sanctions relief if former President Trump returns to the White House. I'm Shelley Adler.
Xi Jinping says that China will surely be reunited with self-ruled Taiwan. He said all of this during a New Year's address.
China's, quote, reunification with Taiwan is inevitable, President Xi Jinping said in his New Year's address on Sunday, striking a stronger tone than he did last year, with less than 2 weeks to go before the Chinese claimed island elects a new leader. Last year, Xi said only that people on either side of the strait are, quote, members of one and the same family, and that he hoped people on both sides will work together to, quote, jointly foster lasting prosperity of the Chinese nation. China considers Taiwan to be its, quote, sacred territory and has never renounced the use of force to bring it under Chinese control, though Xi made no mention of military threats in his speech carried on state television. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Congo's president, Felix Tshisekedi, has won re-election with more than 70% of the vote. That's according to the country's election commission on Sunday. The preliminary results of the December 20th election were announced in the capital, Kinshasa, amid demands from the opposition and some civil society groups for the vote to be rerun due to the massive logistical problems that they said had undermined the balloting process. Recapping our top story, Japan has issued tsunami warnings after a series of strong earthquakes shook western areas. The Japan Meteorological Agency reported quakes in the Sea of Japan hitting Ishikawa and nearby prefectures on Monday, one of them with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6. It issued a major tsunami warning for Ishikawa and lower-level tsunami warnings for advisories for the rest of the western coast of the island of Honshu. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.